The governor of Florida chose an evangelical church in the city of Kissimmee to sign the state's 15-week abortion ban into law. Currently, Florida allows women to have abortions within the first 24 weeks of pregnancy. The new law comes into force on July the 1st.
The bill today will provide protections for unborn children from abortion when the child reaches 15 weeks of gestational age. Of course, these are babies that have heartbeats and that can feel pain and can move, as we said.
There are some exceptions on health grounds, but no exception for rape or incest. Abortion rights activists say the law disproportionately affects the most vulnerable.
People with the fewest resources who cannot afford to travel out of state for time-sensitive, essential health care are forced to carry pregnancies and go through childbirth against their will. The consequences are devastating.
Several conservative states have recently joined a growing push for abortion restrictions. Oklahoma's governor has signed a near total ban. The only exception is a medical emergency. Kentucky has also all but banned the procedure. New restrictions are expected to force the state's two remaining abortion providers to close. Texas outlawed abortions after 6 weeks. Last month, a woman was arrested for murder after being reported for an alleged self-induced abortion, though the charges were dropped. Anti-abortion activists are awaiting a Supreme Court ruling on Mississippi's abortion ban. Pro-choice campaigners fear the court, stacked with conservative justices, may be ready to overturn Roe v. Wade, the decision that protects federal abortion rights.
The Secretary for the Agency.
Access to abortions has long been a divisive and deeply political issue in the U.S., but momentum seems to be gathering pace to challenge the choice of women across the country. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.